Welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast, presented by The Sherry Group, LLC. Enjoy the episode.
Yes, welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast. Friends, we are back. Here we go. The Sherry Group Podcast. I am Drew Demery, joined here by the president of the Sherry Group, David Sherry. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm great. This is exciting, man. I'm really looking forward to getting back into these. I enjoyed these podcasts so much, and always fun to get together with you and make these, and got some great guests coming up. Excited to get started. Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. We took a bit of a break here. Our last series was all about meaningful moments at camp, and we got to speak with some people that had some really great stories, really impactful stories about their time in camping, and we got to share some of our own stories and experiences as well. I think we're on our sixth series now, so I'm excited to dive into this here. Dave, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm excited too. I've heard from a lot of people around as we travel different conferences or talk to different clients about our podcasts and how much they've enjoyed it. And we've enjoyed making them and ready to get into it.
Well, let's do it. Let's dive back in. So this series is going to be all about leadership development programs at summer camps. It's awesome. I can't wait. I've heard so many people ask for resources and advice and input on leadership development programs that we thought this is just something we need to tackle and share our experiences and what we're seeing and have seen, as well as have some great guests on and share about their unique and successful programs and how they have evolved over the years and what's making them so good. So Dave, we are going to talk leadership programs. And I'm going to pitch it over to you first to share what the heck is a leadership program.
You know, that's one of the things about all these titles that we use in camping or even outside of camping, right? Nobody necessarily owns the title. And so what is leadership development program? Probably a great place to start is just talking about, for today's purposes or for the purpose of this series, how are we defining a teen leadership development program? And that's really, I think, what we're going to be talking about is teen leadership development at your camp. And for our purposes for this is, how do we take campers and help them transition from being a general session camper and start to run them through a series of programs through multiple years to help them develop leadership skills and prepare them to become staff and to help them with that transition from camper to staff. And we're going to be talking especially today about, you know, there's multiple reasons, a lot of benefits to having a strong teen leadership program. But one of them in particular that we want to talk about is using a teen leadership development program to create a strong staff pipeline, to keep developing good staff, to keep staff coming up through your pipeline to help meet the staffing needs. And we know for a lot of camps that staffing right now is a real challenge. And this is a great way to help meet that challenge. It's not an immediate fix. It takes a few years to really get a good program going and to start seeing the benefits of it. But if you do it right, it can be a great pipeline to keep people who are dedicated and understanding and love your camp and your program and have them become staff to your camp and your campers for years to come.
Wonderful. Yeah, there are lots of reasons to have a leadership program, aren't there? Staffing is certainly one of them, and it's a huge benefit to have a pipeline of staff that come in and they know the program and the expectations and have a lot of skills. And we're going to talk about how we really set them up to be good staff members. But also, it's a general leadership as well, isn't it? I mean, they go back to their high schools and are leaders there or on their sports team or in their community. They also go on to another school year after summer camp, right? And they might go on to college, or they might go on to be adults, not going to college. And this program has a lot of benefits, not just in terms of staff recruitment, but leadership in more general terms.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, we have a real opportunity as camps to help our campers develop leadership skills. And what exactly do those what are characteristics of a great leader, right? And we have the opportunity to define what some of those characteristics are, and just a great laboratory, really, where we can work with them and help them learn those skills with practical hands-on experience where they can grow. And that's just something that, as camping, that's something that we do and we're good at. And this is a great opportunity for us to do something that we're good at and help apply it to our teens so that they can develop those skills to come and be summer staff, but like you said, also just to apply to life. So that's a great life skill that we want to send our campers on with. And then in addition to that, it also is keeping kids involved with our camp longer. It's a great way to keep teens involved, an age group that sometimes we lose because they start working summer jobs or they get involved with other activities that keep them busy during the summer, or they just feel like maybe they've aged out. This is a great way to keep them coming back and keep them engaged in our camp program and keep them part of what we're doing for a longer period of time. And it's also a great way to inspire, I think, the younger campers, right? When they see older campers at camp having fun and being in leadership roles, and it gives them something to look toward. It's really just a great part of program progression. We should all be having program progression as part of our program development at our camps. What are our campers moving to next, right? What is the next thing for them to get to do as they continue to get older and have more experiences? I think all of those are reasons. And it's just fun.
It's right? Just friendships. Fun. It's cool.
Yeah. Friendships, character development, cool. Like, what's cooler than teens who love camp, you know?
Right. They've been building that love most likely for years and years. And they get to the point where they're no longer 11, 12, 13, and they're looking for a new experience at camp. And they love the place, but, you know, okay, I've already done the climbing wall 6 times. You know, like, where do I go from here? And a leadership program is a great place for them to go.
Right. Yeah. Gives them a reason to keep coming back. And that's what we want, is we want them to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with the podcast about how the heck do we implement a program or build a leadership program.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by the Sherry Group, LLC. The Sherry Group specializes in serving summer camps and nonprofits nationwide, now offering executive coaching, master planning, fundraising, and staff training services. Contact the Sherry Group today to learn more. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Okay, we are back with the second half of our podcast episode here on teen leadership development programs at summer camp. This is our first episode in this series, and so getting a general understanding of the what, the why, and the how of a teen leadership program. So we've talked about the benefits a bit of why we should have one of these programs. Let's dive into that a little bit more. We are thinking in terms of like staff recruitment. That's a big one these days. We are really struggling to find staff, many of our camps, and this is just a great way to have that pipeline going. So let's talk a little bit about that pipeline and how we can get them ready to be on staff. So Dave, how long should this program be? Teen leadership program. Should it be 3 days, 4 weeks, 10 years? What's a good setup?
Well, that's a great question. And in a minute, I'll give what I think the ideal answer is. But I want to start by saying the more time that you can give, the more work that you can put into it. So when we think about trying to develop leadership skills, I think that we're going to be able to take a teenager and in 1 week of general session, be able to instill all of the traits that we believe are characteristics of good leaders is probably a pretty tall order. Can it be done? Oh, maybe it can be done. But if we have more time, we have more opportunity. And so my first answer to that is as much time as you can, right? Mm-hmm. With still being fair to the kids. So if you are in a situation where, geez, our teen leadership program is 1 week, well, okay. And if you can't do it anymore, if you've got reasons why you can't go longer than 1 week, well, then let's talk about how to maximize that 1 week experience. But ideally, this would be a multiple year. And the plan that I'm going to lay out today is actually a 4-year leadership development program. So when a teen gets involved in this, it's a 4-year program that ultimately ends up with them having the opportunity to apply to be on staff. Mm-hmm. Each of those years are multiple weeks. And so other than a 1 week, one summer, think of, boy, if these teens had the opportunity to work on their leadership skills for 2 or 3 weeks a summer for 3 years, and then an entire summer for the fourth year, how much can we really instill? What can we teach them and work with them on? And the development opportunities are huge. You know, as we talk to camps, Drew, one of the things we hear a lot about when we talk about people come and ask about leadership development, we ask, well, where are you now? What does your leadership program look like? And a lot of the camps that we talk with are hiring a summer staff person. So somebody who is 19 to 21, 22 years old, and they're putting them in charge of a leadership development program. And they're asking them to create the program once they arrive at camp. Mm-hmm. Right. And so if they're ambitious or somebody that's really on top of it, that summer staff may give some time during their spring semester to work on putting together curriculum. And we've got a lot of great staff that certainly make commitments, but that's not what they're being paid to do, right? They got to focus on school and all the other things they've got going on. And so the reality is a lot of them are coming and trying to plan and put together a 1 week program once they show up. Mm-hmm. And yep. One of the messages we want to give is, hey, this is a really important program. And this could be, if I told you that you could develop a program that kept teenagers coming back to camp longer, and could provide 75% or more of your staff each year, and qualified staff who already carried certifications, training, experience, knew your history, knew your traditions, knew where everything was kept, and had already a love for camp. Not that new staff can't fall in love with camp. Thousands of them do across the country every summer, but they show up with that love and commitment to camp. And that those staff, the people who came through this program, would stick around on average 1.5 to 2 times longer than a new hire staff person. Most of us would jump at that.
Absolutely.
And that's what a leadership development program is. How long should it be? As long as you can get it to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because there are even programs that go throughout the school year. We're going to hear from our friends at Camp Kitaki in a later episode, and they've got a year-round team leadership program. They're able to devote time outside of summer.
Great. And why not? Why not make it a year-round thing? And not that they have to commit to every night after school for, you know, 40 weeks or something like that, but to have committed team leadership weekends and retreats throughout the year where they are continuing to build as a team and come together as a group. That's great. And hey, they're keeping the kids involved and engaged with camp as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. How do we do this then? We are able to commit a few weeks for a few years. What's that process look like? The first year they're doing something. What are they doing?
I think you start by saying, what are the skills and traits that I want? If I could create the ideal camp staff, right? If you could go into the laboratory and you add a little empathy and some appreciation for others and, hey, lifeguard certification. And I'd love it if they could do just entry-level public speaking and song leading. And like, what would be the ingredients that you would create the dream summer staff for?
Right.
And start writing all those out. You know, and I've just mentioned empathy, appreciation for service and serving other people. A lifeguard certification, wouldn't it be great if all of your staff showed up as certified lifeguards, being able to lead songs and speak in front of people, understanding, basic understanding of child development, program delivery, and et cetera, like, what are those things? Some of them are more characteristics. Some of those are learned skills or maybe even certifications. And that's where I would start, is creating that list.
Yeah. I love that idea that you had of they know where things are. Many of our camps are hundreds of acres, and you tell somebody to go to Alpha Cabin, they might not know where Alpha Cabin is, but these new staff that have come up through the program have maybe spent a night at Alpha Cabin and even know where the broom is in Alpha Cabin.
Yeah. So, you know, that there's value to that, right? There's value to knowing and understanding our camp, knowing that hiking up to this particular place on camp for this evening program takes a while, right? And the kids are going to be winded, and so we can't be running up there last minute. Or knowing that, hey, if you're going to be part of the morning swim, it's cold, right? How do you deal with that? All these little tiny things that you pick up.
Yeah.
That if your staff already know that, just propels you further ahead. Mm-hmm. So I think the place you start is creating what is all that that you want, right? I think having staff who, obviously the lifeguard certifications and the public speaking and the being trained in archery and program, those are measurable things that you can check off, skills that are learned, but also things like empathy and appreciation for service to others. And those are other things that I think are great. You create that list and then you start to build your program around them. Here's what I'm going to encourage people to do is start by giving yourself a multi-year program. And so imagine, what if year one, they came as campers? I think we should come back at some point and talk about the value of having them apply, right? There's value for them. Most of these kids have never applied for a job. They haven't interviewed. This is a great experience for them. And we should come back and talk about that. But what if year one, they came and they worked for your food service? I was at a great camp for many years, and they had what was referred to as the VIP program. And they started in the VIP program at 14 years old as campers. They're not employees. Matter of fact, they paid to be there.
To be in your kitchen?
To be part of the day in their kitchen. Yeah. And so they paid enough to cover the cost of having them there, enough to cover the cost of the staff to supervise them and the food and other things that we would invest in them. Mm-hmm. And as part of the leadership development program. And it was a 2-week commitment. Okay. So they could do those 2 weeks, any 2 weeks in the summer. They could do them back to back, or they could split them up. And they would spend part of each day, they'd come in before the meal and they'd get the dining hall ready. Now they're not using the ovens and knives and all the things that are flashing through people's minds of how scary it would be to have teenagers in your kitchen. They're not doing those things. We've got cooks and kitchen managers to do that, but they are getting plates out, cups out, making sure that the drinks are out, there's water on the table. And then they help serve. And so they're getting the food out and making sure the dining hall is ready. And then afterwards, they're cleaning the dining hall. Cabins are still, still wiping down their own tables and bringing things up, bringing their dishes up. But they're sweeping and mopping the dining hall after every meal. They're doing dishes in the dining hall and they're helping clean up.
Wow. Okay. So that awesome service, you're instilling some amazing sense of service and dedication to your community and your peers. Earlier we talked about it being cool and fun, though. This doesn't sound fun to me. This doesn't sound cool. How did you make it cool?
It is fun and it is cool because you know what? The music is cranked. They're in there together. There's no better team building that I have ever been a part of than doing work together, as long as that work can be fun, yeah. Right? You got 15 teenagers together, the music cranked, they're sweeping, they're mopping, they're having a good time. You have a leader in there that's working with them. And you make it fun. But while they're there, they're coming together as a team. They're mm-hmm. building friendships with each other.
Sure.
But they're also learning how to serve other people. Mm-hmm. And they're learning what it feels like and that it feels good to do a job. And they're developing work ethic and they're developing service and they're coming together as a team. And throughout the week, they're having opportunities to sit with their leader or other leaders and talk about leadership development and helping them process how to go from what does mopping the floor have to do with being a good leader? Mm-hmm. And we're helping them connect that. And then the reality is it doesn't take all day to do those things.
Sure.
It doesn't take all day at all to do those things. As a matter of fact, they can do those things in a fraction of the day. And so they're still getting to go to the pool as a group. They're still getting to go horseback riding. They're still getting to go to the climbing wall. They still get to do all those things that they would normally do. And they're traveling as a group and they've got their leader, but they have more space. They still have to follow camp rules, but they're allowed a little bit of a different level of how they operate within those rules because they're earning it. Mm-hmm. They get to stay up a little bit later. They get to have music in their cabins and have some dance parties, and they're having fun, and they're allowed to be teens and allowed to have fun and be mm-hmm. rewarded for the work that they're doing. Obviously, we're keeping them safe and we're not letting them break rules they shouldn't be breaking, but we are letting them see a little bit of what it's like to be a team and to work together as a team mm-hmm. and starting to build that community. And they're developing, like I said, work ethic and the ability to work together as a team and understand service. And then the second year they come back, and again, it's 2 years, or I'm sorry, it's 2 weeks.
Yep.
And those 2 weeks can again be back to back, or they can be spread out through the summer. And they're a leader assistant, where they're helping deliver programs. So they will be assigned during their 2 weeks to different program areas. It might be up at the ranch. They might be helping in arts and crafts or at the climbing wall. And they can't belay. They can't do things they need to be certified for, but they can certainly help. They can help get helmets on. They can help check for boots. They can make sure that kids who are not climbing are engaged in some way while they're waiting their turn. Sure. They can help do the craft projects. And they're getting to see, first and foremost, they get to see program delivery, and they get to be a part of program delivery. And so now they're learning about program delivery. They're also learning not only program delivery, but how to work with kids. And they're learning a little bit about managing a group. When they're not doing programs, they can provide some assistance to cabin staff if needed. If you have a cabin that has some kids that are a little rowdy and need an extra hand or two, they're still campers. They cannot be responsible for campers, but they can certainly be there to help. And then they're helping set up evening programs and making sure that all the things for the evening games or the campfire or whatever's going on are set up. And as a reward, they get to be up front and be leaders for that, right? Maybe they get to sit up front for the campfire, and that's kind of cool. And they too spend some time each week learning and processing with leadership staff and helping them process this and turn it into, what does this mean for me being a leader? So now we had 1 year doing service and learning work ethic, and now they're working into program delivery.
Yep.
And working with campers and understanding how they fit into a team. And the third year, they're going to come back as a counselor in training.
CIT.
A CIT. And it's a 3 week commitment. And the first week is going to be just a lot like a staff training. It's going to be lifeguard certification.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of the things that they would go through as a staff during staff training, learning child development, learning about appropriate discipline, learning about you go through your staff list, right? All the different things that we're training.
Homesickness and how to give an appropriate hug to a kid.
All the stuff, right? Yeah, all the stuff we want them to learn. And we're teaching them that. But we're teaching them that in a live, again, I hate to keep using the word lab, but in a live lab where they can go right out and work with kids. Mm-hmm. And so week one is a lot of instruction, a lot of lifeguarding. Week two bleeds into some more lifeguard certifications. But week two, now they start working more with kids during the day. They're still staying together as a CIT group at night, and they're still processing and having some education time. But they're going out and helping deliver programs. They're going out and working alongside of cabin staff during the day. They may be eating with cabins and meals and learning how to help deliver meals and how to manage a meal and all the things that they need to learn. And then week three, they move into a cabin, not as a third staff member. They're still a camper.
Yes.
They're still paying to be there, but they spend the week as a helper, staying in the cabin and learning all the things from how to do end of day devotionals to how to get kids ready for bed. They're supervised. They can't be alone with the kids, but they're learning, hands-on learning. And then that leads finally to year four. Mm-hmm. And year four is a big year for them. Year four, they become a junior leader. And this is the year that they no longer are paying to come to camp, but they're getting paid to be at camp. They are hired. They are staff. And as a junior leader, they are already certified in lifeguarding, first aid, CPR, AED, if they were able to pass those courses. They've now been through basic staff training. They have experience in a cabin. They've spent 2 years watching program delivery and working with kids and developing those skills. They understand service and work ethic from their time in a kitchen. And now they are a leader. They're a cabin counselor under the supervision of a senior cabin counselor. And so they're getting paid. They're there. They're part of your ratios. They're working with kids. They're helping you deliver your program. And that's a 4-year program.
Okay. So are they Are they there that entire summer, that fourth year? They come to 2 weeks of staff training, and then they're there for 10 weeks after, or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're there as any other staff would be, whatever your, whatever your staff expectation is, if it's a full summer or half summer or whatever it is, they're there, same as any other staff person.
It's almost a 5-year program because you mentioned having a senior leader in a cabin. And I'm thinking that these junior leaders are going to want to at least stick around for a second year to be a senior leader. Is that kind of how this program might work?
Absolutely. And so what we found was that we had a considerably higher retention rate of staff who had come up through this program. And so as a junior leader, we had a high return rate of the ones who wanted to come back and be a senior leader. And the senior leaders who came through this program would stick around longer as well. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, we interviewed several camps that had multi-year and some had year-round leadership development programs. And what we heard was from them was that staff who they hired with no background or connection camp would stay an average of about 1.5 years, 1.2 to 1.5 years. Staff who came through a multi-year leadership development program would stay 2.5 to 3 years. They stay longer.
Wow.
They're more committed. They're more committed to your camp. And it's something they've looked forward to and have worked towards for years. Our experience was a lot of our leadership staff, certainly can't say 100% of them, but the majority of our leadership staff every summer. So your top summer staff were by far majority people who came through this leadership development program. Mm-hmm. They're well-trained. They love camp. They know your program. They know your place. They know the people. And they're great role models for the younger kids who want to develop and grow and go through the same process.
Wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. We are going to wrap this episode up because there's still a ton of content to go through with our guests and in future episodes. I really want to hear about applying for a program as a 14-year-old. What does that application process look like? I want to dive into how do you set your staff up for success for working with these teens? What are the expectations there? My head is spinning with topics. I can't wait to get into it with our guests over the next few weeks.
Yeah, this is an exciting topic. And, one of the things that you and I and the rest of us at the Sherry Group say a lot is that there are thousands of recipes for a great cookie. And so there's thousands of recipes for a great camp. So what might work great at one camp doesn't mean it has to work great at another camp. So having these guests come in and talk about their programs and get their thoughts, all different recipes, it's going to be fun to hear what people have to say.
I can't wait to eat some of those cookies and hear those recipes. It's going to be great. I'm a big cookie guy. All right. This has been the Sherry Group podcast. Drew Demery, David Sherry, and we'll see you next time, friends.
This has been the Sherry Group podcast, presented by the Sherry Group, LLC. Thank you for listening.